So happy.
Right. There you go. All right. One of the cool things about the Grammy Awards the other night was your buddy Justin Timberlake and Al Green, right?
That's right. We're so proud of Justin when he got up there. He gave Memphis a shout out.
Memphis got the bad cred this week about being the most
second most miserable city in
right.
the country.
But
second.
It's not. We got some stuff going on. And then Shelby Forrest, and he mentioned the general store. We got Doug Amos standing by. Let's listen to what Justin had to say.
Well, growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, it's a good town. You learn a thing or two. When I was a little boy, I learned that a man named Al Green lived just down the road.
In Buchanan, Tennessee.
Then I heard these songs like Let's Stay Together, Love and Happiness, Take Me to the River. And just like that, I learned everything I ever really needed to know about soul. I wanted so badly to meet this man, this living legend from just down the block. I'd hear reports that Al Green was down at the general store, which, by the way, in case you guys don't know, it was called the general store because it was pretty general. Bait, tackle, burgers.
We hear you.
Anyways, that's where I saw Al Green for the first time. And I haven't run into the Reverend at the general store lately, but you bump into the most interesting people in this neighborhood.
Man, that's incredible.
That's great. The LA yes. audience didn't seem to get it too much, but those of us watching from Memphis got it.
Doug, what's that mean to you to hear, obviously you're friends with him and he's friends with Memphis and that area, but I mean, to talk about your place out there on national TV.
Oh, man, it's huge. And global television, probably the single largest event on TV, bigger even than the Super Bowl. And there's Justin sitting there blowing our horn. I had no idea. It absolutely blindsided me. I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, now a lot of people might not know about the store. Tell them briefly about the history and where you are out there.
The Shelby Forrest General Store is a 75-year-old authentic piece of yesteryear, forged in the bowels of the Great Depression, with her original worn wooden floors right here on the edge of 13,000 acres of canopied forest, bordered to the west of the Mississippi River. And I'll tell you what, man, I'm 20 minutes from Beale Street, 30 minutes from the airport, but people just get this idea that we're a couple hours away, because when you get out here, you feel like you're in Mayberry. It's Walthams Mountain and Mayberry all right here.
It really is. I mean, it is. A lot of people have never been to Shelby Forest.
It's unbelievable. We have 1.5 million visitors a year to this park.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize it was that much.
It's the most heavily trafficked park in the entire Tennessee state park system.
Mm. Justin remembers all that, and he kind of hangs out, and you get people looking for him all the time out there, don't you?
Oh, it drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. Anytime there's an event, you know, we get the phone calls, we get the interviews, the paparazzi, they're all out here trying to exploit Justin and look for him, and we cover him up. You know, we and I insist on trying to communicate to these people that this is his sanctuary, and we are not here to exploit that. We honor and respect and appreciate Justin, and he needs a place for his privacy, and the Shelby Forest General Store is it.
Now, Doug, I got to ask you, Justin's building that, I guess, redoing the whole Big Creek Golf Course. What kind of impact is that going to have on that whole area out there?
Man, Ron, it's going to be huge. A rising tide lifts all boats, and it's a huge investment he's making in the course and the area, and I think it's just phenomenal. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't you think that he'll be bringing in
like all of his buddies? That's going to bring so much income into us, and that's what I love about him so much. He leaves, he goes out, and becomes this megastar, but he's going to remember where he came from and put money back into it.
Doug,
that's exactly right. He has not forgotten where he came from.
What is it about Justin that keeps him going? You know, other people, they burn bright and they fade away. What is it that, I mean, he just came out on a Grammy stage, and like he lived there and just took over the show and actually saved the day for him with
Al
Green.
That's right, because Rihanna and Chris Brown were supposed to perform.
Right.
So,
yeah.
they stuck the mic and said go.
That's a very complicated question, and I'm going to do my very best to address it quickly for you. But number one, first and foremost, you have to not forget how talented he is. But beyond that, he's got a lot of energy. He's a renaissance man. He's diversified himself. He's got his finger in a lot of different pots. And I think he's humble. He believes in what he's doing. He's got an immense amount of energy. He's tremendously focused. He's got this enormous amount of talent. And most of all, he hadn't forgotten where he came from.
Yeah.
And that's just real cool. And in today's world, that's pretty hard to find.
That's what it's all about. And Doug also told us that Jessica Biel was in town.
Yeah.
At Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
And what did she want to do?
Play a little disc.
Disc golf. Frisbee golf. Yeah. And he had to open the store for us so she can get a couple discs. They were out there doing the frisbee
golf. That's cool. That's cool. Says she's really down to earth, just like Justin, you know, grounded. Right. Cool.
We got to go out there. One of these Friday nights, you're going to get the baby, get Love Bug, and we'll go out there.
I'd love to.
Do the Friday night steak thing they have out there.
The steak thing.
It is.
Show me a good steak and I'm there.
And it's one of those cool assets that Memphis has, Shelby Forest. Man, it's just loaded with deer and turkey, and you can drive all the way through it. Mm-hmm. There's a one-way road that goes through it that is just spectacular.
It's beautiful. It's just nature at its
finest. You
want
to do a little, meditating. You want to do a little getting back to nature.
Get away from the noise. Get away from the noise.
If you like mosquitoes the size of sparrows, that's your spot.
I do.
Go now before the mosquitoes are born. Lots of rain in Midtown. It means trouble on the highways and the byways. Thank you, Doug Ammons. Appreciate it. And he is an ambassador for Shelby Forest. So don't forget about it. Get out there and explore a little bit and discover what's in your backyard. Sometimes you might be surprised.
All right, checking traffic in the Samstown Traffic Center. Delays out east on westbound I-40 as you're making your way to I-240. And that continues on to the eastern leg inbound 240 around Walnut Grove. Still congested on the Bill Morris Parkway, too, in between Ridgeway and 240. They're handling that wreck at Memphis Arlington Road in Brunswick, as well as Park and Colonial, and westbound 240 in Lamar. The support brought to you by Mrs. Winner's Free Chicken Deal. Heard about free fried chicken from Mrs. Winner's? Go to Mrs. Winner's. Buy 5 pieces of delicious chicken. Get 5 pieces free. Buy 5. Get 10 only at Mrs. Winner's. I'm Dana Fox, FM 100. Time saver traffic.